Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes involving the themes ranging from alcohol and drug use, suicide and forced marriages, to violence, horror, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, and nations of people. Please see the show notes for episodes of details. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
And I'm seeing some explosions.
Kuni Guru is played by Buell Richardson.
I will Jade Strike myself.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Yeah, but I'm not a Kuni.
Yogo Sojabo is played by Brendan Thorson.
The ghosts.
Now on with our show.
All right, so Akira and Guru find themselves in the main hall with a whole bunch of the villagers. You know, pretty much everybody's there, including your Ashigaru, the medical hyun. Pretty much the only ones who've been in this village that aren't there are Yogo Sojabo, who is passed out drunk in the potter's area, and some of your own hyunin that came along, who are digging out the burnt-out blacksmith forge.
We're trying to acquire the bodies to give them proper burials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cremations.
Finish off their cremation.
Proper cremation rites.
Proper burial, which is cremating them.
Yep.
So as I was mentioning before, while we're there, since we know that there have been some more likely tainted aspects going on, at least in Kuni Guru's thoughts. Kitsuki-san, can you make sure no one goes anywhere? I need to do some rituals. And he goes over to the main entrance where everyone came in and starts calling upon the Earth Kami to ward the door against the tainted. So what I'm planning on doing is hoping to get a opportunity on threshold barrier. So I do not succeed because I need two successes. Let's see, is there anything that I can use to do a reroll other than void?
Well, you do have one void point right now.
And I believe that allows me to reroll any number of dice.
But you have to keep the result, yes. And I'm seeing some explosions.
Yep, two explosions there.
Boom, boom.
Ah, whoops. Let me move these off to the side. Let's see. You know what? I don't need to keep those. Just being as how much strife do I want?
All the strife.
You want all the strife.
Yeah, I do. So, I have two successes, four strife, and three opportunities.
All right, so go ahead and narrate how this is happening.
Kuni Guru stands over near the door, takes a deep breath, starts centering himself. Kami of the earth, ward this door from the taint. Let any who have passed through here that is tainted be known unto me. And as he finishes, he raises his hands on either side of the doorway and comes up and over, like creating a barrier. And as the barrier fully pops up, his hands are actually clenched as they get to the top. And he feels that if anyone has come through here that has been tainted.
You know, I just realized you're lucky this isn't an invocation, or else you would have had a spiritual backlash.
Yeah, it's a ritual, not an invocation.
As you get up to the top, a cold shiver runs down your spine, indicating that, yes, indeed, something tainted has passed through that doorway sometime in the last 24 hours.
Kuniguru looks over at everyone else that is in the room, including Katsuku-san and the peasants that came with him. Because, well, they came through the door. Yeah. Well, and he can't look in the mirror and look at himself.
What's a mirror?
Yeah, what is a mirror?
A very polished piece of silver. Someone in here is tainted. We are going to find out who. He goes over to another door. And he starts the ritual again.
Okay, what kind of door are you going to look for?
Basically, one that will allow only a single person to go through.
I mean, any shoujo screen can be set that way.
He'll take the one that goes into the center courtyard. That way, Wentz starts letting him through.
All right.
So make that same roll again. And unfortunately, I will not be able to use Void if I don't make it this time. I will keep that exploding. I will keep that. I'll just move these off to the side right now. So that is two successes, another strife, and two advantage, or two opportunities. So, you know, he starts to do the same at the other door. Brings his hands off to the side, bring them up and around. And as he gets to the top, rather than just bring them together, he feels the energy. He spreads them apart and wards the whole room.
All right, so nobody can go in or out any of the doors if they're tainted.
And then it's, good thinking.
I got the two. It's like, okay. Now one at a time.
Okay. You stand up. Start leading the peasants from the village through the door into the inner courtyard. See who can't go through.
So, you know, the headman goes through, no problem. You know, a bunch of farmers go through. The head brewer goes through. The kid from the tea house looks a lot like the matron who ran it. He looks very sad, but he goes through. Everybody who is alive has gone through. Okay. Except for you guys and your Ashigaru so far.
Start herding our peasants through into the inner courtyard.
The peasants, the medical heenan, your Ashigaru go through. No problem.
I step through.
You are just fine going through.
And then I will step through.
You feel a slight tug on your back as you're walking through, but you pass through.
So I know that the blades are tainted.
No, really? I'm so surprised.
Gee, this never would have guessed that.
I will jade strike myself with the blades on my back? Not.
Well, you gotta be careful with jade strike now, because if you do it too many times on a non-tainted target, they will reject you.
I haven't done it yet on a non-tainted target. But yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So it's no longer the Kuni handshake.
Yeah, pretty much.
Correct. So after I pump through, you were all fine. None of you are tainted. So whatever the blacksmith was doing has not rubbed off. I will make sure that Yogo-san understands this as well, so he doesn't do the ultimatum that I believe he was intending.
Well, wonder where Yoga-san is.
Last I saw him, he was headed somewhere else. I'm not quite sure where.
Knowing Yoga-san, we probably won't see him until the morning.
Unless we find him.
Unless we find him.
Yeah. I'll look actually over to the headman of the village. Thank you for your understanding of our caution.
Yes. Anything for such an honorable samurai, especially one who runs headlong into a fire to potentially save my villagers.
I would recommend that you stay somewhere else. A defensible place, just in case.
But stay together.
At least for the night.
Well, other than the main hall, the only defensible place would probably be my estate on the other side of town.
And then that is where you will stay.
Yes, Samurai Sama. So they start progressing in a line out the door. They travel across town. And they go past the potter's place.
Soji screen knocked over. Bottle of liquor probably smashed at this point. Or no, I'm going to say it. I was enough aware that I'm probably holding a bottle of liquor completely smashed. And I'm hoping they do the honorable thing and ignore this.
You or the bottle completely smashed?
Yes. Can't it be both?
Yeah, why not both?
That's why the answer is yes.
Both is good, okay.
Do I happen to notice him before, or notice this disturbance before we get to it, so I can try and save the Yoga-san some face? Or do I care?
That's a good question. Do you care?
Yes, you do notice him.
Now it's whether or not you care.
Yeah, while he's escorting the villagers, I'm staying behind with a few Hainan to clean up the bodies and prepare them for funerary rites.
The villager, the Hainan that are already in this village, or the Hainan that you brought with you?
The Hainan we brought with us, at least. Okay. And any other Hainan that from the village that can help.
The Hainan that came with you are busy digging out the blacksmith forge.
Yeah, they're not going to be... they're not getting sleep anytime soon.
In that case, I will appropriate the Hainan from the village to help.
All right, you get a few. Most of the people there are just peasants, so...
So I noticed this Soji screen knocked over, and I will move up so that I am kind of blocking direct or major line of sight to the Soji screen as I'm trying to see what or who is on the other side of this knockdown Soji screen.
Oh, you obviously see
red.
Red and a big old nose sticking up. And you heard something about gone?
Like I said, I will try to interpose my large crab body between the peasants and the knockdown door and make him not notice it.
I am a hedge. Move along.
Luckily, it's pretty late and most of them are pretty tired anyway. They're just kind of shuffling along.
Except the poor potter who just like...
Yes, the potter did notice, because it's his place.
Yeah, and as the potter does it, Kuniguru shakes his head.
The potter just like, yes, yes, Samurai-sama.
And as he starts to say anything, just puts a hand out with a don't say anything style gesture.
Yes, yes, Samurai-sama.
And then motions move along. So once they get past, and I will then finish escorting them, I will come back to find Yogo-san laying there.
So right now, Yogo-san is probably face, almost face down, mask slightly askew, and a smash bottle of shochu, which is it's the correct term. We apologize for using soju last time. Or soju works. They're pretty much the same stuff.
It's the same alcohol. It's just the Korean versus the Japanese. And considering we're in a fantasy world that is taking stuff from China, Japan, and Korea, we're fine.
You see Yogo Sojibo lying face down with his mask partially askew, almost being able to make out his features, with the bottle of smashed soju under his right arm.
Come up to him. Grab the back of his kimono. Lift him up a little bit. Move the mask back on. If you don't get up, Yogo-san, you will become a laughingstock of the village.
The ghosts. Wait.
Plop.
Ah, ow. I'm What time is it?
It is past the hour of the boar, but not quite the hour of the rat.
Oh, so early then. I'm wondering if I want to make like a meditation or a fitness check to remember the communication with the ghosts.
It would be, I'll have that be a meditation.
Yeah. Which I don't think I have, so I probably.
And it'll be Earth.
I think precise memory does apply here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I don't have meditation. Oh, that's an explodo. All right. So that is 3 successes and 2 strife. Do I remember anything from that?
So you would gain a void point because I didn't tell you a TN. What was your results?
3 successes.
Yes, you do recall. You recalled that somebody met with the blacksmith in wearing red robes. And had a mask that covered the lower part of the face.
So I'll probably wait till the morning. I'm going to wait till the morning to do any, because I don't have. Actually, there's base stuff I should know. Would I recognize that as anybody?
No, not with the minimal amount of information you got.
No.
And not with as drunk as you got.
All right. So we'll fade to black. And as the sun rises, so does the next scene.
Well, that was a close one for old Sojibo-san. Could have been much worse if they saw him face down in the dirt like that. Good thing Guru-san came along. Anyways, we are running a contest. Be one of the first 6 to rate our show on iTunes, and you could win a guest spot on a future episode. Additionally, we are looking for submissions of Rokugani horror stories for a Halloween episode. Your story should be 700 to 900 words, and email to sajpodrpg@gmail.com by June 1st. Now follow us on social media at Twitter at SajPodRPG, Facebook/SajPodRPG, and as previously mentioned, please leave an iTunes review. It gives us warm, fuzzy feelings. Now let us find out if the Emerald Magistrates can deal with the initial problem they came to face here in the Village of the Broken Wheat.
the villagers are starting to wake up in the estate, you know, being pretty used to waking up at the crack of dawn. As when the sun rises, so do farmers, and that is the majority of this village. So in the estate, there's a small tear in one of the paper screens, and a beam of light is piercing directly into the eye of Yogo Sojibo.
My eyes open, they're bloodshot, and you hear this sudden, what is it, like violin chord?
Yeah. Ree, ree, ree.
Something like that.
You can hear the villagers starting to mill about and mutter to themselves. They're not sure if they should, you know, go work in the field or if you guys want them to stay there. If you wait too long, they're going to go about their daily business.
Actually, Kuniguru, well, actually, wakes up relatively early. He will find the headsman and say, have your people go about their business.
Yes, Samurai.
You have a job that you need to do. We do not wish to impact that too much.
Thank you very much.
Just be very careful while they are going. Watch out for others they do not recognize, and watch out for each other. Since you have had people go missing, we don't want any more to go missing.
Yes, Samurai-sama.
Then I'll go find Kitsuki-san.
Still in the main hall. All the bodies prepped and ready for funeral rites, a.k.a. burning.
Not burning, cremation.
Cremation.
The difference is degrees. Of heat.
I'm picking the remaining bones out with chopsticks.
Because yeah. I figured that Yogo-san will be probably sleeping till the crack of noon. Especially with as much as he had to drink. Go to...
You may want a little hair of the dog.
Yes, we'll give him some hair of the dog in the hour of the serpent. Go over to the main hall, open it. Ah, Kitsuki-san, you are still here.
Yes, the bodies are prepared.
I see.
Did you find Yogo-san?
I'll tell you later, after we give a proper burial for these individuals.
How coherent was he?
You want a scale of daimyo to oni? Oni.
Ooh.
And Kuniguru will help get everything prepped on the outside to burn the bodies.
All right. And that'll take a couple hours to make enough tinder and heat to properly cremate all the bodies. Yeah. Are you also going to finish cremating the bodies that were discovered?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. All right.
After Kitsuki-san does any investigations he wishes to on those bodies, basically will. And since there isn't a true priest in the village, Kuniguru will try to do his best to not imitate, but take the place of a priest for the village for this.
All right. I'm going to have you do a theology void.
Really, void? What, you think I'm a Asahina? Or a Isawa?
I'm not telling you the TN so that you can recover a void point. There was a lot of blank in that roll. Ooh, and more blank.
Well, I have a success and a strife.
All right, well... That is not enough to do proper funeral rites.
As I said.
But you kind of are moving your hands around. You're making noises with your mouth. And, you know, making a show of it to anyone who knows anything. You are just kind of blowing smoke.
Damn, I should have assisted.
No, I'm thinking he's saying a lot of stuff about the taint, how they must be refused, like the crab cremation rites, which is like, let's purify the taint. May they not come back as Oni. May they keep their names forever.
Actually, it was, may they not come back as the undead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and I'm pretty sure everybody else is like, all the peasants that, and Heenan that show up like, oh boy, what's retaken?
Except our peasants and Heenan, they're used to you by now.
And do you even once mention Asanowo? Asanowo or M.O.?
M.O.? M.O.? Is the goddess of death. Yeah. Yes, M.O.? Is mentioned, calling upon her to watch over their souls, from saving souls.
Safely ferry them to the afterlife.
Judge them properly.
Yes. I said, he is not a priest. He's a Shigenja. There is a big difference.
Depends on the clan. Crab,
yes.
Actually, no. Crab, no. They're the same. It's like, oh, you need a priest? Shigenja kills you. Uh-huh. And then we burn you.
And change your name in the family registry, because who knows who might have stolen it in the Shadowlands.
Et cetera, et cetera. Yep.
All right. So after you, the two of you kind of are busy with that for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah.
And you can stay there and watch the burning. It's going to take a couple more hours to burn down the bodies, let the ashes cool, pick out the remaining bones.
No.
I think we can safely let the Heenan take care of that.
Yeah. All right. It's look over at actually point to three of our Heenan, stay here and watch the burning, make sure that everything goes complete. If there's any trouble, you know what to do. I.e.
yell,
call
and
out.
Yell and scream like a little girl.
No, just yell and scream and then we come running. So.
All right. It's getting to be mid-afternoon. Yogo Sojirbo has stumbled out of the estate. The sun is well overhead.
Okay, now, just remind me, were the alleged Kappa north or south?
They are just to the north.
And we were coming from the south? So I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, based by everything, we were.
We checked the map.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we were coming from the south up to Tunbo.
So, you've been traveling west.
Okay.
So, you came from the east.
Uh-huh.
The Kappa are to the west.
To the west. Okay.
To the west.
Journey to the west.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one of us is monkey?
Well, I know which one of us is pig.
Katsuki-san, you may wish to see if you can find Yogo-san. See if he's finally woken up.
I'll see what I can do.
I'm going to go check on some regular blades. And he still has the tainted blades on his back, well wrapped up. He doesn't trust anyone else.
Nor should he.
And Kunigaru is going to head to the blacksmith's.
Okay.
Yep, it's been pretty much decimated, but there's still an anvil. There's still the hearth. He's going to stoke up a fire in the hearth. He's going to pick up some of the blades that the former blacksmith was working on for the threshing and stuff. And he's going to calm himself down by actually starting to work those blades. Make sure that there's a proper edge on them for what's needed for the job.
All right. So that'll take you quite a bit of time. I mean, just heating the metal can take you an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yes.
I'm off to the mansion to find Yogo-san.
Akira, where is Guru? I have some news from the spirits.
Listen for a moment.
Tink, ah, tink.
Unless the blacksmith black, that must be Guru.
I believe that is Garu-san.
Otherwise, anyways, we should...
I would suggest you let him work out some of his frustrations on the metal.
Yeah. So I'm going to... So I fear that we may have a scorpion to deal with. At least that's my theory if the spirits are correct. But they are ghosts of the... I'm saying stuff weird. The ghosts of the people who were slain said it was that the blacksmith had met with a man in a red mask covering the lower half of his face, right? Yeah, covering the lower half of his face with red and black robes. Who that is, I do not know. But it's clear that he is either a scorpion or disguised as such.
Actually, all you know is red.
All I know is red.
You didn't know about black.
Okay, so no black.
Red. No black, just red robes, yes, and a mask covering the lower half of the face.
Red robes, okay.
That is troubling, at least.
Yes, which means he may have spies in the area.
Oh, most so definitely.
Confiscate any missives going in and out and check them for hidden codes or any letters or runners going out.
Agreed.
Now I will do what we initially came here for, which is not the taxes.
The kappa?
I believe we should at least investigate the kappa. If you would, if we could go down to the river's edge, I believe we should find signs there.
Of course.
And you are much better at finding little
traces.
Yeah.
Agreed. Let's go. Yeah, set some of our free presence up to intercept missives so that we can examine them.
At least until the cavalry arrives. And in cavalry, I mean, well, people walking back from the dragonfly. I don't remember where I sent that letter.
You sent it to the Dragonfly Castle, the Phoenix Lands down, and also to the Emerald Champions Castle.
Yeah.
So we'll probably see it from the Dragonfly Castle first.
Most likely, yes.
Yep, the furthest one away. Or no, sorry, Dragonfly Castle's closest, sorry.
Right, yeah.
Emerald That's Champions Castle's
Emerald Champions is the furthest.
Yeah. All right, you get over to the river, and it is a very deep cut. You're in a little bit higher area, so it's a deep cut down, and then a little bit of a bank, very grassy shore. Very little sand. So as you're looking around, there's, you know, different sticks, different grass. I'm gonna have you do a TN3 water survival roll as you survey the area.
Okay. Adding a void point, which is adding a black.
And I believe this is within your school.
Yeah, Kitsuki method would apply.
Okay, so double check. Okay, that gives me a kept die with an opportunity. Okay, so I've got keeping those, keeping that. That adds. And I have one explosion. Well, the problem is I failed, so burning the other void point I have, reroll the skill die.
I can't see it, so.
Opportunity.
Oh, roll right what you had before.
Right what I had before. Let's see if I have any advantages at all.
I mean, precise memory wouldn't do anything. No. And I know that's the one you have that allows you to reroll.
Right. And my other one would not apply. Because she's not here.
No. And that's like Stripe and stuff, but whatever.
Yeah. But it fails, so I'm not going to keep the one showing Strife, so... Not going to keep the explosion with two Strife, so...
No, you have to.
I have to?
You have to keep the explosion, but you don't have to keep the exploded dice.
Okay. Don't have to keep that, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you have explosions and you decide that you're going to reroll it, means that you've kept that die already. It's just whatever comes up after that. You say, no, I don't want that one, or yes, I want that.
Okay. So that would be two success, two strife, two opportunity.
All right. So as you're looking around on the shore, you're not seeing anything too conclusive. But as you get closer to the water, you see a finger float by. It appears to have been gnawed upon by sharp teeth.
Okay, we have a body part. Grab up a stick, try and fish it to the shore.
You're able to get it to the shoreline.
What have you found?
A finger.
Okay, a finger of what?
A finger of a person. And we didn't bring any Heenan with us, did we?
So
just the two of you.
So just on an aside, I don't believe the Cooney have that. I know you may, your character may, but the Cooney generally don't shy away from touching dead flesh.
Yeah, but I'm not a Cooney.
I mean, well,
the Kitsuki. The Kitsuki don't, they're weird. They will touch dead flesh.
If it's a part of their investigation.
Yeah.
Ah.
But only if it's part of their investigation.
Okay.
They'll do their CSI thing.
I was not positive on that, so thank you. Yeah. So as part of the investigation, I will pick it up, examine it a little closer.
There are marks going horizontally through the edge of the finger bone that's sticking out. You can see an actual digit and then the bone that would connect to the rest of the hand is got markings along the side as if a sharp tooth or a tool mark were going through it and bit it off. The fingers themselves, the finger itself has no calluses on it.
So it was not a worker. About how big is the finger? Isn't it an adult finger? Is it the child finger?
It is closer to child size. Maybe a child of 10.
That's probably why there are no calluses on it.
So, you say teeth marks.
Yeah, see? Right here.
Ugh. I believe once Kuni's guru is finished with his work, we should head upriver for a bit and try and eliminate at least another problem conclusively here.
Right. Take out a piece of cloth, wrap up the finger. Ugh. Still part of the investigation, so.
Yeah, it's just like Cooney is willing to touch dead flesh because it's part of their job to purify dead flesh. It's weird. It's almost like nothing actually matters culturally per culture.
It does to a point.
Yeah.
It's like I said, with the Kitsuki, you're investigating, right, which means that you need to get your hands dirty at times while you're doing the job. But it's like, if it's not part of the job, you won't. With a Cooney, like, oh, this person's died. Cooney will dissect creatures, to figure out how they work, where taint is, if there's any, how to determine it.
And how best to kill the critters.
Exactly.
And Scorpion, like, when it's a part of their mission, they will absolutely touch a dead body.
Especially if it's to hide the body.
Exactly.
Part of their mission, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Back at the village, Kuniguru's been working, and he has taken a bunch of blades and been working on them for a while. So I'm going to have you do a smithing water roll, because you're adapting the existing pieces of metal.
I figured it'd be more of a restoring.
What you had said earlier made it sound more like you were going to be using it in a different way. But if you're just trying to restore the metal.
Yeah, restore it to the where it's supposed to be.
Okay, so then we're going to do a smithing earth then. And this is a TN2.
That will be 3 successes and a strife.
All right, with those bonus successes, you've actually made them better. And you've learned how you were able to analyze and figure out how the Sanmai technique is done and are able to recreate these blades in your own style if you wish to create weaponry for yourself or others in the future.
I said, there is not technically weaponry. When I say blades, it's like a reaping blade and stuff. The work implements for the village, but it's calming, working with a forge, and being able to, okay, I've got the style blade, and as you said, I can make this into a weapon.
Yes. And, you know, this technique, the Sanmai, is used for knives and swords throughout the world.
Ah.
It's basically setting a soft, less hardened steel on one side with having a hardened steel on the outside, on the blade edge. You're making a sword taco.
This is going to give me a reason to buy smithing.
All right. The other two samurai walk up just as Kuniguru quenches one of the blades into a barrel of water. The water steams up and blocks out what you can see of Kuniguru.
Though Kuniguru actually has the top of his kimono down because it is nice hot work. So basically moved it down just to get better flow and for cooling.
And you probably need to reapply your face bait.
It's water resistant.
Yeah, but it's hot. It's probably melted.
So you guys, you know, you probably gone bathing with him before, but you can really see the burns on Kuniguru's chest and back that have been scarred since childhood.
Oh, yes. Because of all of his work with the forge at this time, they're actually more accentuated.
It's all the glistening sweat.
And you're probably getting a little distracted.
I've seen this enough. It's not the first time I've seen him without a shirt on.
So as the steam starts parting, you see he's looking at the blade he just quenched. Ah, perfect. Peasant will be happy for that. Ah. Sojibo, Akira. So what did you find?
I found a finger.
Pull it out, unwrap it.
Pick it up. Just grab.
Yeah,
it's wrapped, I just grab it.
Yeah.
Look it over.
Point to the various parts. I mean, look here, it's a bit through. And
you're probably not feeling all that well after, you know, still being hung over.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm looking at the teeth marks to gauge what type of being. Not, this was a kappa, this was a lion, this was a blah. It's like, this was a carnivore, this was a herbivore.
Or this was just some foolish child who lost his finger fishing upriver.
Right. Something like that.
Which is perfectly legit answer.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking at right now.
With sharp teeth, definitely.
I'm going to have you do a water theology roll to...
Wouldn't it be medicine?
The reason for I was thinking theology is that we're looking at what sort of being, mystical, possibly mystical beings.
Initially, I was just looking at, okay, is it like, oh, this was a carnivore, herbivore, omnivore. It's not actually a...
Okay. Then I will have you do medicine water. You're surveying it.
I have a success.
Oh, you can only take one?
Yeah, water rig of one.
All right. Well, it's definitely some sort of carnivorous thing bit into it.
Because I would think that would be an analyze, wouldn't it?
Yes, because I only looked at the word clues. Yeah, air. So we'll redo this. And it's TN2.
Oh, okay. So I added in a black die, got an explosion with a strife. It's TN2. I could re-roll that. Or I can just take the two successes I got on my skill dice. I think I'm going to take the two successes I got on my skill dice.
All right. So there's some. It was bitten by some sort of carnivorous creature with thin, sharp teeth.
Okay. You say this came floating down the river?
Yes.
What area did you find it in?
Just outside the village.
On the opposite side, so towards where we were told Kappa. So yes, this looks, I would estimate that probably the Kappa are what did this. And at that point, he goes over to a barrel of clean water, dunks his hair, and splashes some on him to wash off some of the sweat, and then pulls up his kimono, applies some of his kabuki makeup again.
All right. At this point, I'm going to have you do a theology earth to recall any information you know on Kappa. This would be a TN2.
I'm definitely keeping that explosion and that success currently. So I have to determine all dice I'm going to keep prior. You know what? I'm going to keep this opportunity and strife. I'll re-roll my explosive success, and I'll keep that. So two successes, two opportunity, and a strife.
All right. So you recall that from what you know, Kappa are similar to the Yakuza. They function in groups. They love cucumbers, and they have a hard shell.
Like a turtle.
Like a turtle. With those opportunities, what would you like to do with those? This was on an earth roll.
I will allow you, I'll take the two successes for at the GM's discretion, reveal a small perfect action or other information from you.
All right. The Kappa are highly honorable. So honor is an extremely important part of how they function. And especially when that honor is applied towards games.
You know, I learned a new game in the last village. I wonder if the Kappa would be willing to play a game.
They might.
And as I look at Soja Bo and his reactions.
Can I do a theorize? I don't know what would be on that. Like, theorize theology to whether or not that village was the Kappa.
I'm going to have you actually do a void, because you're kind of going on a hunch.
Good. Void is better than fire.
And we're theorists. Going theology.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this is going to be a TN3.
Okay. Well, like, come on, Explodos. Damn, no Explodos. Since I don't really want any more strife and I can't get up to what I want, I'm just going to keep this opportunity. I guess I'll just try and sense. I don't know what does Void do for me? Nope, 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 nope. Any check? Nope. Any check? Nope, nope, nope. Artisan skill. Nope. Scholar's skill. Realize whether or not an angle of
inquiry. I'll have to make some dice.
Is this worthwhile? So that's one of the things that's under the scholar skill is realize whether or not the angle of inquiry under investigation is worthwhile.
No, no, it's not worthwhile.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick's Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan Thorson. Thank you for listening.